Turkey faces a presidential runoff after an inconclusive Sunday vote, but the political momentum seems to be with incumbent Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who narrowly failed to secure an absolute majority, but is set to win a majority in parliament. Despite incumbent President Recep Tayyip Erdogan falling just short of the required absolute majority to avoid a likely runoff, Sunday's vote was a reason for many Erdogan supporters to celebrate. His challenger, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, widely tipped as a front-runner in many opinion polls, lagged 4 percentage points behind Erdogan. Despite soaring inflation and a cost-of-living crisis, coupled with accusations of a botched response to the earthquake. Istanbul's Üsküdar district, once traditional Erdogan stronghold, is witnessing growing electoral opposition. It is a place Kılıçdaroğlu targeted with his broad electoral coalition. Reaction from voters is mixed. Local resident Merve, who only wanted to be identified by her first name.
There's this Tayyip Erdogan mentality, you see. It's always been believed that he will save this country, he will save this homeland. That logic is always there. I want to break that mentality a little bit. We should open our minds. Change is good. But people believe without him there will be no roads, no bridges, the citizens will be hungry. You know, he still understands the Turkish people, the differences, the state of poverty and the poor. No matter what, he is the one who still reaches out a hand to me today.
İsmail and others are fishing for food or maybe some extra cash. He says he's still coming to terms with Sunday's vote.
We didn't expect it, and frankly, we were very hopeful that there would be a change. But again, nothing has changed. So we're shocked. I don't want to believe in the result.
His friend Cem says he isn't surprised, but worries about the prospect of a second round of voting in a presidential runoff.
There wasn't that much that surprised me. The strong one won again. I mean, the big fish swallowed the small fish again. It's as simple as that. Round two is something we don't like, but people are ready. They will be ready again. In the second round, the chances are 50-50 again. Nothing has changed, so we will wait and see.
Voters also voted in parliamentary elections, which saw Erdogan's coalition predicted to secure a comfortable absolute majority. That, analysts say, gives Erdogan a decisive advantage in the upcoming presidential runoff on May the 28th. Sezin Öner is an analyst for Politikyol News Portal.
He now can be campaigning saying that I'm the candidate who guarantees stability and also security because we have the parliamentary advantage and one of the undecided voters who never would vote for Erdogan told me that I would be voting for Erdogan probably this time just because of the parliament. Because you would want the president and the parliament be aligning in the same direction. So that would be something detrimental for the opposition and positive on behalf of Erdogan.
Herkes sağ olsun. Daha önce de belirttiğim gibi.
Kılıçdaroğlu's campaign is pivoting toward nationalism, doubling down on his vow to return millions of Syrian refugees, as well as promising to protect the motherland, a reference to security and the country's war against Kurdish separatists. A risky strategy, given the challenge's dependence on Kurdish minority voters. But with the political momentum now with Erdogan, analysts say caution is not an option for Kılıçdaroğlu. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.